So for the next month, in honor of Shvat and Tu B'Shvat coming up, we're going to have a push to focus on Hilchos Brachos. So things related to food, we're going to have a Bracha B, a grand Bracha B Mishmar finale. So everything that we'll be learning over the course of the Halachot and Bracha packets that I'll be giving out will be on the test. So today I thought I'd talk about the Sugya of fruits that are mashed up, or vegetables that are mashed up, what bracha do you say? So the general principle is that if you take a fruit and you cut it up into small pieces for a salad, as long as you still recognize that it's still an apple, it gets a bray prea eight. But once it's been cut up so small and mushed together that it's no longer apple, it's apple mush, or apple juice, or apple sauce, so we paskin generally, like the Truma Tadeshen, that it changes the tzura, and therefore it's a shahakol, and not a bori peretz, as long as you can't recognize the apple within any anymore. Okay? This is a machlokas, but that's generally how we paskin. There are some exceptions. This is a klal with a lot of exceptions. If the das of people know this still to be a fruit, even if it's mushed up, sometimes it's still a shahakol, and vice versa. And the Shulchan Aruch passing is that if you made a mistake and you said etz when it was really shakal or shakal when it was really etz, it's okay. You're yote. But lechachila, we try to know what the, we try to do the correct bracha as specific as possible. So for example, let's get some details. Avocado. Avocado, if you mush it up, what bracha do you say? It's a really good question. So generally, we pass and it's an eight, even if it's mashed up, because people still recognize it as an avocado. I'm going to clarify. I'm giving the psak lefi the pnini halacha. Of course, almost all inyanim related to brachos, there's many, many machlokasim. I am just giving you the shita of Ramlamid. You can ask your rabbi if you've heard other shitas. Another good example would be a potato kugel. What is an adama, or is it a shakel? Zonos. So the way the Pnini Halacha says, if there's still a dhamma in it, you could see the potatoes, and you would say an adama. But if it's totally lost its tzura, then it would change into a shakel or mizonos, depending on how much flour would be used. Another good example, let's say an apple, but you dried it, but it still looks like an apple, a dried apple or a dried mango. What would the bracha be? What do you guys think? Eight, because it still looks like an apple, right? But on the other hand, if you took an apple and you zhuzhed it up into a machine and now it's a smoothie, what would the bracha be? Shakel. Very good, because you no longer can recognize it. Jelly would be another good example. Even though it's made from fruit, you can't recognize it's shakel. What about chalva and tchina? What do you guys think? It's also made from shakel. Very good. Tomato juice, also tomato sauce, shakel. What about corn flakes? What do you guys think? Is it a corn? Right, so it depends how it's made, but I believe with the Israeli ones that we have upstairs, shakel, because it no longer looks like the corn. What about a potato chip?
Wait, depends on what it looks like.
Right, so generally we assume it's an adama because it still looks like a potato, but there, if it's Pringles, many say that it's a shakel because it lost its tzura and you wouldn't recognize it as a potato anymore. What? So that's also a good kasha. Okay, there are many, many more kashas regarding the specific foods. And you'll have to each... Now you get the general klal when it comes to this specific situation. You can look it up or ask your rabbi. There are apps now, bracha apps. So, Bezrat Hashem, we should all be blessed to recognize the fruits and vegetables that we have as not just fruits, but opportunities to increase blessing in our lives, increase appreciation, and opportunities to connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, if you say a Gevaldik Bracha this month, you can give yourself a sticker on the Asher Yatzer Bracha chart for a special prize.